Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Let the shenanigans begin.
What's up? What do you really hope doesn't happen again? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Raymond. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola.
There you go. Hey, fellas.
What's up, ma'am?
So, just exactly a year ago, this month, I had my right foot amputated.
Your right foot?
And I know I can't do it again, but I surely hope the left one doesn't go.
What was the cause?
An infection.
How did you get the infection?
Cut on the bottom of my foot, and it just grew and grew and grew, and then it kind of covered over, and then I had broken my foot, and it got infected, and it just grew.
So the infection grew?
The infection grew inside. They had no idea it was there until I broke my foot again, and it abscessed. It must have broke the abscess, and it put me in sepsis. And I was just a couple days away from losing it all.
How mentally, what is it like knowing that you're going to lose, you know, your foot? How did you deal with that beforehand? Do you break down and cry? How do you feel?
Do you sell your tap shoes?
Right. Do you want to make foot tacos with your friends?
I still got my skis, so I'm happy. No, the infection actually put me down. I had to wear a boot this is going on for like 3 years. So the boots and the therapies and stuff like that I had to do with my foot and stay off my foot, it was actually a relief to get rid of it.
Okay, all right. And how are you doing now?
Now? Yeah. I'm walking, I'm running. I got enough foot there, not quite the running spring. But I got a foot that keeps me active. I can walk, I can bike, I can go back to skiing. Walk normal. When I'm wearing pants, nobody can tell.
How? Where does it attach? Does the brace go all the way up to the calf?
The brace, the socket for the leg, I only have a half a shin, basically. And they wrap, I know it sounds gross, they wrap the calf muscle around the bottom so it acts as a pad on the bottom of your bone.
All right.
So that the socket, that's how long the socket is. And then there's a suspension sleeve that kind of goes halfway up the mid-thigh, keeps it all together.
Okay.
Do you ever, like, pull off your shoe and your foot comes off? And I say this because growing up with those big-ass G.I. Joe dolls, every time you pulled their boots off, their foot was still in it.
It's pretty tight on there, but yeah, there's a couple times where I'm trying to get my, you know, when you try to knock your shoe off with your other foot,
yeah,
and there's not a shoe there.
Is there any metal in it? Look, you're going through the TSA, they want you to take your shoes off. You know what I mean? Do you explain to them what's going on?
Yeah, I got to go through that when I go special screening. Got to go through that because yeah, there is a titanium steel that goes from about the bottom of the socket all the way to the ankle. And that's all steel, and it's a steel spring inside basically a rubber foot.
So I'm going to guess that, like, some of the harder things to do would be, like, to take a shower if you had to.
Kickball.
In a hotel room or something like that where, you know what I mean, you don't have a seat or anything. You know what I mean?
Yes. Most hotels have to because of ADA compliance. They have to have a shower seat, and that's what I do now. I sit in the shower stall, and I take my shower, sit down, and get back up, and the stall's the easiest way to do that. But when I travel, I ask for one ahead of time, but they always have one.
Okay. All right. And is that the biggest problem that you face? Well, are there anything else that...
Hopscotch.
No. Yeah, that would... Well, now you're on one foot.
Yeah, but sometimes you got to do two.
I'm still good. No, the biggest problem I face, getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom and I have to either use crutches or put a leg back on.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
God, that'd have to be annoying.
The gut rumble.
Yeah. Like, oh, no.
I'm going to hop it, man. Yeah. I'm hopping it.
Oh, I'm not with a gut rumble.
No, yeah. What do you really hope doesn't happen again? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Benji. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
How you guys doing?
Doing great, Benji. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. So my adventure in life happened when I was trying to be healthy and make my own little homemade parfaits. So I got my strawberries and my yogurt. And then the bag of clusters or whatever the heck it's called, the almonds and all that. Well, I'm at work eating it and something got lodged. So, you know, when something gets stuck in your throat, you're thinking, oh, I'll just drink something and push it down. Well, nothing was going down. So then I proceeded to run outside, and it had to come back up. And then immediately I had a chest pain like no other. I thought I was actually having a heart attack. So I'm sitting at work, and the guys are like, you're not looking too good. And so I end up actually laying down at work with this massive chest pain for a while. And then I'm like, okay, I'm going to go home. So I go to a facility near my house, and they're like, oh, well, we'll just take a scope and see what's going on in there. And apparently one of those shaved almonds, when it came back up, had basically cut open, almost cut open my esophagus. And they said it was within millimeters that it would have broken through if, you know, by a miracle, it didn't go all the way through. So,
well, man,
you made a homemade parfait because you're trying to be healthy,
yep,
and a goddamn slivered onion almost killed you. I mean, slivered almond almost killed you.
Almond, yeah. An almond almost took my life.
Did you break up the clusters, or did you leave them in cluster form?
No. When I was eating it, I was chewing everything.
But you didn't pre-break the cluster.
Are you giving him grief on his homemade parfait-making abilities?
Oh, boy.
No, you know the bag of clusters that have, like, the honey flavor or the whatever, and it's got the almonds, the spiced almonds,
they're delicious.
Whatever. Yeah.
So I hope you went back to junk food.
Oh, dude, immediately.
Right. That never would have happened with a French fry, my man.
He killed me, Doc, and I'm not doing that anymore.
Connect with the guys. Find the men's room at facebook.com/themensroom. Now, back to the men's room on the Men's Room Radio Network.
Yes, friends, it's time once again for Sit and Spin. Let's gather around the old radio and listen to some swellerific new music.
Holy cow, he's here live in the flesh.
You know, every now and again, I got to come in and check on you guys. Make sure you're not running some sort of illegal still out of this place.
Sure.
Or a sweatshop.
You have no
or
idea.
Or some sort of unlicensed nail salon.
We basically got the word that you were coming in about 5 minutes beforehand, and we cleared out all the drugs and got rid of all the beer in the refrigerator.
And all the pedicures.
All the party supplies
and
we
you know
had
what?
Going on here.
Because they don't want me to drink all of the beer and do all of
that. That's exactly it.
Yeah. We have a bevy of ladies that serve us lunch. We got rid of them. It's quite the spectacle around
it
here.
It smells footy in here for some reason.
Does it really?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a footy smell.
You know, we found out today as we were outside having a cigarette before the show.
I think I'm all
right. That the building actually holds around 3,000 people.
On any given day, there are 3,000 people.
Yeah.
Is that on a normal day or a COVID-19 day?
No, on a normal, regular old day, 42 floors, 3,000 people. That's what the building holds, okay? Right now, we are operating at 3% capacity. There are 100 of us that come in this building. It seems like about 7
Yeah,
for the most part. So yeah. It's really nice to have some companies.
Well, there's 100 and 12 of them are in for this radio station.
Yeah, no,
exactly, yeah. Exactly.
So we take more than 10% of the building is occupied by us.
And now
and
it's
our nail ladies.
Now it's 101 with you here. So yeah. This is very exciting. Right. Today on Sit and Spin, and not that we guarantee all these to be true, but we believe we have found 10 songs that kind of have animal noises in them.
Yeah. As made by animals or people acting like they're animals.
Correct.
Yes. So animals.
Yes.
Yes.
Both.
Okay. And people.
And maybe there's just an animal in the title and we went searching for the animal sound that might be buried subliminally in
all
the
right.
music.
Right.
I see.
So songs that have actual animal sounds or something that we believe sounds like an animal. This is not
correct.
Scientifically proven.
Do you think, in the course of recording a song, right, you have the producers and you have the actual band. So the band comes in, they have ideas. Producers either enhance the idea, talk them into something, or talk them out of something. Who do you think on average goes, you know what this song needs is a monkey?
Someone's girlfriend.
Yeah.
Well, there's all kinds of...
She shows up with her weird pet ferret and decides that it needs to be in the song.
There's all kinds of weird stories on songs and how things get stuck in recording. So, for an example, Led Zeppelin. They're recording in a cottage in the middle of nowhere, like in Scotland or Wales or someplace, right? And then all of a sudden, an airplane flies over right before they're about ready to record the song. Right. And he goes, no. They stop ringing. No, leave it.
I think Chris Cornell told a story. I want to say it's the song Sunshower has a garbage truck in it somewhere because he recorded it, parts of it in his living room, and a garbage truck came by and they just left it in. It was either Sunshower or it was Seasons.
Seasons.
Yeah. I can understand. Yeah. I guess you said, like, guys, honestly, does anyone feel like doing this again? Because, you know, when you record an album, rarely is it the first take you're done and that's the song.
Right.
These guys are there for like a week on one song. So I think if the trash can shows up, but I nail my part, like, leave the effing trash truck
in it. It's fine.
At the beginning of Roxanne from The Police, Sting accidentally backs up and his butt hits the keyboard.
He's got a big old butt.
Boom, 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 and he goes, ha, 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 ha.
And that's part of the song.
And that's part of the song.
Thick ass Sting.
But we believe that these animal noises were put in there for a reason. So today on Sit and Spin, we have 10 songs with animal noises in them.
10, number 10. Looks like muskrat love.
What the hell is that?
I think that is a synthesized sound of a muskrat. You know, muskrat love is
a muskrat.
Two muskrats having sex. That's what it says.
Muskrat love is when you do it in a mossy swamp, by the way, or in a very wet dumpster.
Is that what muskrats supposed to sound like?
Yes.
They have sex.
As performed by Captain and Tennille.
Yeah, absolutely they do. What kind of noise do you make?
I don't know.
10 songs with animal noises in them on Sit and Spin.
Number 9.
All right.
I make more of that noise.
That could have questionably been Morris Day.
And the time.
But it sure does sound like a macaw.
Well, you're very specific about
it. Yes, exactly. Owee, owee, oh.
Jungle love. It's a great song.
It is. Turn it up. But there's all kinds of animal songs to this sound to the song.
It's harder to find actual animals than I thought it would be.
Is that it? No more monkeys?
Oh, wee, oh, wee, oh. There it is. These are 10 songs with animal noises in them, and if not, we will put them into the song.
Those like monkeys or seagulls?
Seagulls.
Seagulls. I believe that one.
You know, nothing is more soothing to people, I think we all agree, than being surrounded by seagulls. That's what everybody likes to recreate.
I'm pretty sure that's how I woke up this morning, to a seagull on my roof.
Oh, God.
Right? Oh, man, you can hear those bad boys. 10 songs with animal noises in them on Sit and Spin.
Seven, number seven.
Oh, yeah. And that's it. It's entirely unnecessary to the song. They've never indicated that a dog has anything to do with it.
Mark Knopfler was just feeling it in that moment. You know? It was full moon that day or something.
These are 10 songs with animal noises in them on Sit and Spin.
Sit number six.
You hear it? You hear it? There's a little teeny tiny horse right there before the vocals kick in.
Is that what that was supposed to be?
And then there's horse whips at the end, too. Yeah.
Play one more time from the beginning there, Mike. Hit it again. Go ahead. You did that.
All right.
It's in your right ear.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm with you. That's a pony. It's not a full-size horse. Yeah.
I don't know why, but it sounds too small to be a horse.
Probably a little pony that you met down in Texas.
It was a Shetland.
A Shetland pony.
Yeah. Yeah.
And 10 songs.
Joe Perry's kids was having a party.
10 songs with animal noises on Sit and Spin.
Five, number five. Yeah.
That's a real dog.
See? Can we be sure that's not DMX?
You tell me DMX is not a real dog.
What you heard is what you hearing.
He takes a minute to get to the song.
He's like his own hype man. He's just building it up.
X gon' give it to you. Wait for you to get it on your own. X gon' deliver to you. Knock, knock, open up the door.
You know what amazes me about DMX is how thoroughly insane he is. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think people really have a grasp at how crazy this man has always been.
He is nuts.
Yeah.
These are 10 songs with animal noises on Sit and Spin.
Number four.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the dog.
I want to say that dog made an appearance on a few songs on that first Sublime album.
It was their dog.
Yeah.
They took the dog everywhere.
Yeah, because the dog doesn't even really time out well. It's just freaking bark.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Cornell's trash truck. Like, just leave it.
These are 10 songs with animal noises. I'm Sit and Spin.
Three, number three.
Yeah.
This dog's got rhythm.
He does.
Bradley Knowles' dog doesn't have any rhythm. This dog's got rhythm.
Actually, they hired DMX for that.
That's a great tune for Jane's Addiction.
Yeah, D, just come and just keep barking through the song, man.
10 songs with animal noises on Sit and Spin.
Two, number two.
Now, are these supposed to be animal noises? Because there's a debate whether it's someone's stomach before they have to poop or whales. Right? You know what I'm saying? It's
supposed to be whales.
My stomach's made some weird noises.
My stomach made that sound this morning.
Never sounded like that.
That's it right there. That's supposed to be whale noises.
Yeah, but you eat garbage, Thor.
But that's why my stomach sounds like whales.
I always thought they were whales.
Yeah.
I'm a whale expert. I saw a carcass.
Ozzy had just seen the Star Trek movie where they save the whales.
Oh, yeah.
All that at the time.
Star Trek 4. Really influenced. Right in there, right. Very influenced.
Yeah, totally.
10 songs with animal noises, and we have made it to number one.
One, number one.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Fun fact, that's actually Harambe.
Right when he's choking.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's already been shot, Mike.
That's why Mike's laughing so hard. Right?
There you go. 10 songs with animal noises. Ryan Castle, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Reach out to the guys on Twitter at Men's Room Live. Now, back to the Men's Room on the Men's Room Radio Network.
Whether it was good or bad, who do you know that made the news? 206-421-ROCK.
That is kind of strange. Oh, he's growing mushrooms. Like, there was heroin.
Right, like mushrooms. Like, does anyone even care?
No.
I mean, if I were the cop, I'd have been like, I didn't see any mushrooms, just this heroin.
Yeah.
And $3,000. I mean, come on, right? What, is he going to challenge me on? It's like, dude, it's illegal money. Yeah, I'm taking $7,000 off the top.
That's why we're not cops.
That is exactly why we are not
cops.
Naked
dude, you can go.
Actually, I mean, to be honest with you, like, look, I can bust you on heroin or I'm taking $7,000 in your shrooms. It's not a trip and spend money.
Did you see the guy that was the mushroom priest down in San Francisco?
The mushroom priest? I missed this.
So he was running like a ceremony for the mushrooms?
He was. And he just got, and they basically have declassified that as a drug where you can be arrested for in California. So there's no offense to it, or there's no, you know, but I guess you can't sell it.
Well, yeah,
but he wasn't selling it because he was doing the ceremony. So, like, I guess if you like paid a membership, to be in his church, or you gave an endowment or whatever the deal was, then you were entitled to go in there.
That's the workaround, basically?
Pretty much.
Like you joined the club.
They went in there and took all his mushrooms.
Oh.
And he's dressed up like as a wizard, and he's got like mushroom stuff all over his shirt. I mean, this guy, he looks like, if you were looking for mushrooms,
right,
this is your guy. He looked like a wizard.
Why do you have to look like a wizard when it deals with mushrooms? Like, we know what they do, but you don't have to dress the part. You know?
It's any religious thing, though, right?
But a wizard?
Well, I imagine he had, like, mushrooms all over his cloak and everything.
Well, yeah, but I mean,
let's be honest. Go to a Catholic church. The priest kind of looks like a wizard. The Pope looks like a wizard when he puts his hat on.
The Pope does look like a wizard. All right. If you put on a robe and have religious stuff, you do look like a wizard. But yeah. The difference is priests don't normally have crosses all over the robe, right? They got the one bit of bling in the middle, and they kind of leave it at that.
The back usually has something, though.
But, like, one thing. Like what? Like you'll have a sash hanging down or something. You put like a cross. But I've never seen a guy with like crosses printed all over his robe. Like, all right.
Trying to find this guy. You got to see a picture of him. He looks like a wizard. Whether it was good or bad, who do you know that made the news? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Debbie. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bicholas.
Hola.
Well, it wasn't me, but when I went to junior high school, it was a really cool girl. And her name was Martina. And we went through all through high school, or all through junior high. And when we started high school, I kind of dropped out. And so I didn't see her for a few years. And this is when Gary Ridgway was running around killing all those people. And I read the book by Ann Rule about Gary Ridgway.
All right.
And lo and behold, whose picture was there? He killed my friend Martina Otherly.
Did you know that she had been killed by the Green River at the time that she died?
No, we didn't. He buried her somewhere off of the highway in between Buckley and Inumpaw, and they didn't find. She was one of the last victims that they found.
Well, let me ask you this: during that time, were you guys scared about what was just going on in the area? Because you know, there's somebody out there who's killing people. So
but we didn't know that she was walking the strip up at SeaTac either. Nobody knew what happened to her.
So was she just assumed? Was it assumed that she was missing?
She was missing until they found her body by Buckley.
Man, oh man. So were you shocked that the Green River killer had anything to do with it? Or was it more like, okay, that makes sense?
No, I was shocked because none of us in high school, you know, that had gone to school with her knew that what she was doing. It was, you know, she was real quiet about it.
What? Oh, sorry. It took me a second there.
As far as what she was doing from a profession, right?
Correct.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
Right. Man, oh man.
And how many total was Ridgway, do you remember?
47.
37.
47.
47.
That he
admitted
47.
To. That he admitted to, yeah.
Okay. All
right. Yeah, I think, 47. But yeah, I didn't know it was for her. It was her until I saw her picture in Ann Rule's book. Jesus. I was blown away.
That's crazy.
That is insane.
How many years had it been since she had gone missing before you found out?
Six.
Jesus, man. Yeah, that's got to be a weird, weird, weird moment.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been on that road quite a few times. I don't know why. That seems scarier than 99.
Really?
Because 99, Aurora is just kind of scary in general.
It's just seedy, but you're still in the middle of a city. So.
Right, so you kind of, there's an expectation of crime?
Yeah.
Not saying, right? But
no,
I'm
but there
like,
is. There
I'm
absolutely.
Like, man, that seems like you're out in the middle of no. I'm just like, oh. That's frightening.
Yeah, in the middle of nowhere, that's where anything bad can happen. You feel like worse things will happen there because it's easier to get away with it. And you can bury the body anywhere, you know what I mean? It's. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's why I only kill people in rural areas.
It wasn't like 3 or 4 years ago, we had like 2 or 3 people who had been keeping people captive for years.
I mean, like in their basement kind of thing?
Yeah, it just seemed like 4 or 5 of those popped up. One like in Ohio, a crazy one somewhere else, where someone that basically just, you know.
There was a huge one in Ohio, and was that the one I want to say, like, there were, like, 18 kids there or something, and one girl managed to escape her?
Yeah.
All the neighbors are like, yeah, they seemed a little odd. Like, you don't say.
Well, by the way, your mushroom wizard's wearing weed leaves.
I know. Yeah. I thought it was a mushroom thing. He's got mushrooms on his hat. But that's a pretty cool outfit. I mean, if you're going to go to a ceremony, I mean, that guy's going to
Would you wear that?
I mean, would I wear
that's
that?
That's a little much.
I mean, I might
right,
wear that.
That's what I'm saying. He's basically dressed like a Catholic priest covered in marijuana leaves and then added a couple mushrooms.
Yeah, I mean, but, you know, he's doing his thing, you know, he's teaching his stuff.
I don't know. He looks like a guy skirting the law.
Well, yes. He does, right. There's something illegal about that guy.
So does everyone dress like that. Whether it was good or bad, who do you know that made the news? 206-421-RIDE.
I'm just thrown off. I'm like, wait a minute. I thought you were the mushroom wizard. What's with all the weed?
Want more of The Men's Room? Download the new podcast from Miles and Thrill, The Greatest Story Never Told. Available on radio.com.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK. Who is our next contestant ready to play the big game?
The Men's Room at KSW.com.
That's it.
Hello, Slick. Welcome to The Men's Room.
Big Dummy.
Hola. 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 Slick, sober, not sober.
I am sober on my way home from work.
That is a beautiful name that your mom named you, Slick.
Mm-hmm.
Are you? Is that a family name?
It's a nickname that I've had since middle school.
Okay. Slick Jr.
How did you get the nickname Slick?
In middle school was the way I wore my hair.
All right, you slicked it back.
All right,
very good. All right, Slick, pick a fry. Regular cut, curly fry, waffle cut, or sweet potato?
Well, if I'm doing Irish nachos, it's got to be the waffle cut. But otherwise, we'll go curly.
Curly fry it is.
Fine call on the Irish nachos, by the way.
Ted, any guesses? Cheese and bacon.
Cheese and bacon, yeah.
Okay.
Now, I'm trying to think of, like, would they show a scene of his jet, and it probably says it right there. Was it Lieutenant something? Was that his rank?
I don't know. I just know his name. By the way, a lot of people, they're chiming in. They all seem to know his name.
They know Maverick's name.
Yes, Maverick's actual name. We'll check back in with you, Ted. We'll check back in. All right, your question. How many dice are used in a standard game of backgammon?
Backgammon would be 2 dice.
4?
Five.
So I gotta have a cup to do it.
Mm-hmm. These people have teeny tiny hands. All right, your question. What is the maximum number of clubs that a golfer can use in a round?
Oh, I know nothing about golf. Let's go with 4.
Is it 14?
14.
Right, because that's all you can have in your bag, right?
I don't know that rule.
You play all that golf? You're not using the you USGA play more rules?
I can't hear you. What did you say? Oh, my headphones are turned on.
I know this guy. Well, I'll just pull out my lob wedge. Right. What is that? Number?
Club 20?
Yeah, right.
I have 2 putters just in
case. I got my driving iron. I got my other putter.
Got a 2 iron in there?
Your scores are false.
I'm having some serious difficulty with my headphones.
That's false as your hole in one.
Both of them.
Two of them. What?
All right, Slick, your next question. What material is an ice hockey puck made from?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Oh, I don't know. I think it's like a rubber of some sort.
Yeah, it's rubber, but
it isn't ragged rubber.
I mean, it's harder than tire rubber.
I was going to say, it's all just rubber, huh?
Yeah, I mean, it obviously it's a very, very hard rubber, but yeah, I guess plastic. I was dead. Ted, once again, Maverick. Do you know his... People, I mean, my God, someone says, yes, Ted, his rank is, in fact, Lieutenant.
All right, so I got that.
Other people are like, damn it, Ted! People are
going
crazy.
Is it a flashy name?
It is as unflashy as it gets,
man. I'm trying to picture his name, like, you know what I mean? Because it's written on the side of the jet.
Everybody's chiming, and people are like, they just want you to say it. They know it. They just want to hear the words out of your mouth.
They haven't put out the new one yet, right?
No.
Not yet.
Okay. All right.
I think I got his first name.
What do you think it is?
Pete.
All right, you're halfway home.
Is
it? Pete. It is Pete.
Right, Lieutenant.
Is it like Pete Smith?
It's not much more exciting than that. It's a common last name.
Pete Johnson?
It's not Jones, not Johnson, but it's... Come
Jackson.
On. No. I'll check back in with you.
Okay.
Check back in.
Here's Big Dummy.
Halfway home.
206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Alan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Alan, are you sober or not sober?
Officially not sober.
All right, Alan, welcome to the show. Okay, Alan, pick a fry, regular cut, curly fry, waffle cut, or sweet potato fry.
I'm going to have to go waffle cut, but I have to say that Dick's Drive-In has some of the best fries ever.
You might be alone in that.
I'm trying to think.
Steve Miggs is a big Dick's Fries guy.
Big Dick's Fries guy. There's your promo. You'll be hearing that all day tomorrow. Thanks for calling the show.
I was here for 15 years.
He's not going to complain about that. Like, cool. No, let that. All right, my first question for you, Alan, this one is off the fly. Do you know the name of Tom Cruise's character from the movie Top Gun?
Not his call sign.
I've never really seen Top Gun. But if it's a common last name, Lieutenant Pete. For some reason, I want to say Pete Rose, but I know that's not it.
No, it's not. It's not Pete Rose. Rose. People are losing their minds.
Though. Yeah, so am I. Like, I don't want to. I don't even want to look at my computer.
Pete Jones.
No, no. They just want you to say his last name.
Lieutenant Pete.
I think you made it worse by getting his first name. Now people are like, come on, damn it!
Pete Davis.
No, no, no. All right, here's your next question. What
Smith?
Is... Nope. What is the name of Archie Bunker's wife on All in the Family?
Oh, God. I have no clue.
Oh, Archie.
Edith.
It's Edith.
Very common name.
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful name. You know anyone named Edith that's just drop dead gorgeous. If you are over the age of 176 years old. Someone says, give him bonus points if he can get Goose's real name. Do you remember Goose's real name?
Oh, look, I'm not going down that route.
Last name Martin.
In fact, it says, come on, Ted. Kelly McGillis's character says his name several times.
Right.
Because she's like running the class, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was... invert it.
We'll check back in with you there. All right, your question. What substance can you not eat if you have celiac disease?
If you have celiac disease?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
there was
God.
A point in my life where I felt like everyone had celiac disease.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just going to guess gluten.
Okay.
That Ooh. Is it. Yeah,
nice
you got
work,
it, man.
Nice work,
on,
nice
Ted,
work.
Come on, man. For the love of God... Jesus Christ, Ted. I was reading all the things.
Joe.
Damn it, Ted.
Pete.
Come on, what, Ted.
Williams.
Keep guessing.
What is it?
I'm not telling.
Maverick, Pete. I mean, it's got to be something there.
I don't know.
Pete McDonald.
No, no, but it starts with an M.
He had a farm. Martin.
Nope.
Morton.
No.
Pete Martin.
Murray.
No. Murray. Mm. Pete Mitchell, goddamn
Pete Mitchell!
Pete Mitchell!
Damn it!
Can't get enough of the Men's Room? Listen to the Men's Room Daily Podcast on the radio.com app. Random.
Hello,
random.
Teresa. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Thank you. How are you doing today?
Oh, excellent.
Teresa, welcome to the program. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Okay. Teresa, let's see here. Let's go with this one. What is the best, worst, or most ridiculous license plate or bumper sticker or sign that you've ever seen? Something that maybe made you laugh or just, you know.
You know what? I seen one the other day going through Aberdeen that said, my two favorite teams are the Seahawks and anybody playing the Patriots.
All right, that's fair.
Yep, that works.
I'm generally right there with them.
Got one more, one more. I seen in the Walmart parking lot. Subarus, not just for lesbians anymore.
Subarus, not Jesus. Golly.
That's a good one, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You have any bumper stickers or anything on your car?
Yeah, wood is good.
Wood is good. Okay.
My husband is a timber faller.
Sure, so. Sure. Oh. Tell us anything.
So
right.
Do you get
I got
a home
another
tech?
One. Pissing, it's a little, that little boy, you know, that pisses on Ford or Chevy.
Yeah.
And he's pissing on Hillary's name.
Calvin has peed on everything.
Yeah, Calvin pees on a lot of things.
You realize Calvin is not a loyalist.
Mm-hmm. No.
Right? You give Calvin enough money, he'll pee on anything you don't like.
Jesus. A Florida man
saw Calvin, I'm not making this up, he was peeing on a Dolphins logo. And I thought, the Miami Dolphins are so bad and have been so bad for so long. Like, how could I get if it's the Patriots? I'd get KC because they won a Super Bowl, right? Like, the Dolphins. Who hates the Dolphins that much?
Who likes the Dolphins enough
that
to
much,
hate
right.
them? Yeah. Reason we ask, what's the best, worst, or most ridiculous
I
license
know one
plate
Dolphin fan.
Or right. a bumper sticker you've seen? I've done one in my life.
That's what I mean. Calvin doesn't need to pee on them.
A Florida man is claiming his First Amendment rights were violated after he was arrested Sunday for sporting an I Eat the Backside sticker on his truck, which is apparently a violation of the state's obscenity law. He used the A word.
Just so you know, I thought it'd be a bumper sticker. This takes up basically the entirety of the back window of the cab of his pickup truck.
23-year-old Dylan Webb was pulled over on Highway 90 after an officer with a Columbia County Sheriff's Office spotted his I Eat A sticker on the back of his Chevy truck.
I eat the backside.
In an effort to make the sticker slightly less offensive, the officer that instructed Webb to remove one of the letters, Webb refused and cited his First Amendment right to announce to the world his love of eating. Webb was then booked. at the detention facility. It's safe to say the case is about to get tossed, was the last
time.
I swear to God.
That was actually kind of funny, though.
Yes, it was, exactly. Then we have this, though. It is a list of 100 banned personalized license plates, and this goes back to 2010. The New Jersey Motor Vehicle Commission dispatched a letter to a resident who had received a personalized license plate that read 33MTA3. The letter informed the driver that the plate was issued in error and could not be granted due to the fact that it violated Title 39. That stipulates that a vanity plate could have not be offensive, but has to have good taste or decency in its language.
So I can't say that I eat, you know.
If you're wondering how 33MTA3 might be considered offensive, look at it in the mirror. They say personalized license plates are a bane of each state's motor vehicle division, as drivers can sometimes request a combination of letters and numbers that might prove problematic for the reasons described. The resource site, an agency in Arizona, Colorado, New Jersey, and New York, they got some of the examples of what types of vulgar plates are prohibited by law, and some of the highlights. Some of these we cannot tell you. A few we can. There is Ass Clown, Ass, and then CLWN. Mm. Another that's rejected is Big Fart. Why would Big Fart be a problem?
It's Big Fart. That's, you know
what I mean? That was pretty good.
Children would laugh. It's no big deal.
Yeah. One is Got to Pee. Got to Pee. Another is Da Poop. D-A-P-O-O-P. McBoob is not allowed.
McBoob.
As are Oobies. Oobies is not allowed as well.
You Oobies. Can't even do Oobies?
Mm-hmm. Pee-pee, as in pee-pee. Pervy is not allowed. Foreplay, P-H-O-R-P-L-A-Y.
I don't the people, they'd insist on these.
We also have Puckface, P-U-K-F-A-C-E. Racist.
Jesus Christ.
Why would you put that on your license plate?
I don't
plate?
Know.
R-U, the letters, then the then the number 18. So R-U-18. Oh,
Jesus Christ.
These are more rejected license plates. Scrotum is banned.
Who wants scrotum for the...
So is Schwing. For some reason, Schwing.
Schwing? I mean, that's awesome.
Schwing, yeah.
Well, the movie ruined it.
Schwing.
Bendover is also not on there. Snortin', Slave One, Boy Toy, Damn Fine, Eat Poo, Gimme As... Miss Booty, Jerkwad, Fart with a PH, P-H-A-R-T.
You can't even do fart and misspell it.
No. Pooping on you. Rubbit, R-U-B-B-I-T.
Rubbit.
You cannot have a Rubbit license plate. Utters is banned. Wee-wee is bad. Wet, D-R-M-S, wet dreams. Ballin, biatch.
Biatch.
Oh, no.
DK, what's wrong with Bowen?
DKLKR. I'll leave it at that. Copule, then the number 8.
Oh, no.
D's Nuts is also not allowed.
You can't do D's Nuts.
What else we got on the list here? I think that's the most of them. But, yeah, we got a couple extras. Some Nuts. Fart, Gonad.
You can't do Gonad.
Kotex. Pimp, Mafia, Orgy, Sex Bus, and Volva.
You can't do Volva.
If you're looking for some customized plates, those are some that you cannot get.
By the way, a few comments. Some guy says a sign on the church by his house. This is during the year the Seahawks went to the Super Bowl. Says, God loves Russell Wilson and you. Someone else says, I'm a lady. I approve of that window decal.
Why not? Yeah.
Let's see. All the bitches, I had a Bon Jovi license plate as a teen. Not proud of that. Yeah, that's a...
Random.
As far as that goes. Random, you know, and look, man, there's an age in your Bon Jovi license plate, and I get it, you're not proud, but that time has passed. I don't remember what song it was for from the band Poison, who I hate with a passion, but in the video, it shows, like, this shot of the live crowd. So they're on stage playing, shows the audience, and the audience is doing what they're doing, you know, the peace sign, lighters, but this one chick, and I always remember this, like, she spins to the side, and she's pointing at her shoulder, and she has this beautiful Poison tattoo. Mm-hmm. And I remember even at the time, I'm like, you're going to regret that in like 2 years, man. Do not get Poison tattooed on you.
At least it's on her arm.
It is on, well, yeah. That's the one we can see.
Connect with the Men's Room on Instagram @Men's Room Live.
All right, Michael, we made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Stephen Thrillhill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and today we don't really toast a person. We toast unexpected flatulence, which, frankly, ever since I was a child, has always put a smile on my face. And look, you got to think, what's the most absolute distracting noise that could be made after an official asks a sports crowd for quiet? You could have someone scream, it could be a gunshot, but how about the wet reverberations of an ass clapping fart? There was a televised snooker match in the United Kingdom, and it was interrupted just as an important shot was being lined up. It was interrupted by loud ripping ass. The guy, or girl, but let's be honest, probably a guy, let a hot one fly, and play of the game literally had to be stopped. And the snooker player, who was disrupted, a guy by the name of Judd Trump, he would ultimately sink the shot that he was lining up, and he went on to defeat his opponent, Ronnie O'Sullivan. But we'll play you some audio from this televised snooker tournament in the UK.
A little bit of noise in the crowd there.
I don't know what that sounded like. It sounded a bit strange. Well, the last time I heard a noise like that, I think it was playing against Big Bill Werbenick many years ago.
Right. Settle down now, please. Thank you.
Set it down now. Mm-hmm. Thank you. So, yeah, once again, this guy is lining up to take the shot. He has leaned over the table, cue in his hand. He is actually pulling his arm back to take the shots when... I'm not sure what that sound was. Yes, you are. There's only one thing that sounds like that, and that is a fart.
Yeah.
So to whoever did that, whoever disrupted the televised snooker game, man, we're drinking to you.
Oh, so it wasn't the dude... playing.
No. He was getting ready to make his shot or try to.
I mean, it was dead silent. He has leaned over the table and someone else fart, and you see him just kind of stand up straight. He looks irritated at first, but because farts are farts, the smile started creeping on his face. You got to laugh. But he won.
Classic snooker.
Classic snooker. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola!
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Want more of the Men's Room? The greatest story never told with Miles and Thrill. Also available on radio.com.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.